That's drive-radio.com. Thanks for listening to Drive Radio.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. A balmy... Let's see here. Last time I looked, 15 degrees. No, 19 degrees. We're still in that heat wave.
It's a heat wave.
Heat wave. So stay warm out there, and it is going to be a chilly weekend. Well, thanks for joining us again. This is Sportsman Colorado. Say good morning and or good afternoon, actually, to my partner, Red Merrill. Red.
Hey, Scott. How you doing, buddy? Got a full house this morning.
I'm telling
this afternoon.
We got a jam-packed studio, and Red and I were actually doing a little – pheasant hunting this morning out of our good friends, our sponsor, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. We want to thank Mark and John Augustine and Mark, that was our guide. We had a great time out there, and you got to get out to Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. It is a great place to go, very convenient, just right off of Quincy and E-470, and a great sporting clay range, and again, all the bird hunting, dog training, and all that. So we have a great lineup for you today. We're going to be talking a little taxidermy again with Brad Haddix, A Lasting Memory Taxidermy, and then we're thrilled to have a first-time guest, Dr. Jill Wayne. She's an audiologist with Marion Down Center, and going to be talking about, is gunfire affecting your hearing? Here, Red, I'll say that again for you.
Yeah, well,
is gunfire affecting your hearing? Okay. And, you know, we all do. And unfortunately, most of us grew up really not understanding the need for that until later in life. And so, and Red is actually the one that got me to start wearing hearing protection a few years ago. So look forward to that. And then a little later on the show, Jim Arnold's going to join us with Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club and Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. And then Patty Paddock with the Outdoorsman Attic. Let's get to Brad Haddix. And Brad, you struck out on your buck, man.
I did. It was the last part of the weekend, and it was warm, and just like everybody else that I talked to, not able to harvest their buck or their bull because of the weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's too warm.
Well, hopefully, Red and I didn't make you feel too bad by each bringing you a big buck.
No, it was actually nice seeing him come in the door,
yeah,
actually.
Oh, good. And yeah. Red got a really nice
buck.
Yes,
it was a great buck.
I
for
was
sure.
Just
congratulations, Red.
Yeah, Red got a beautiful, beautiful buck.
Yeah, it was
buck,
really
so
nice.
That was great. And, you know, again, I love giving tips to people because, you know, all of us think we know what we need to know until you get out there and all of a sudden you're looking at the animal and you're like, now what?
Right.
You know, and so... you know, we've kind of covered the big game stuff a little bit, so I thought we might hit again with waterfowl. Again, Jim Arnold's going to join us. And, you know, they really make nice mounts. And I don't know if some people even think about getting a goose mounted, getting a duck mounted, but, man, they make beautiful mounts for a home.
Oh, they do. As long as you bring in a beautiful bird, you're going to have a beautiful mount, mm-hmm. If you bring it to me.
Right.
I'll put together a beautiful mount, as long as you bring a beautiful bird. Basically, with a bird, you're only going to get what you bring in. If the wings are shot up, I can hide very little on that, because if there's a piece of feather missing, there's a piece of feather missing. It's not like a piece of hide where you can cut that piece of hide out, stitch it together, and, you know, you can hide it. We can't hide very much stuff on waterfowl at all. So,
well, you know, I was in your shop the other day when I brought that monster buck into your shop.
Yes,
into your shop, but
it barely fit through the door, right?
you know, I was extremely fortunate to be able to get that one. But I was in your shop, and you had some waterfowl in the process of mounting, and some that were mounted, and I'm telling you, they look beautiful. And I happen to have a house that has a 26-foot cathedral ceiling, and I'm wanting to have a spread of ducks and geese, you know, with their wings like they're stooling on the water or something like that.
Sure.
And so this year, hopefully, I'll get to bring a few waterfowl to you.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
And so, Brad, let's talk a little bit about, again, the tips out there. Now, we finally got some cold weather, so
yes,
we don't have to worry about heat, which
right,
that's our biggest enemy out there, you know, is heat with animals and everything. But let's go through the steps again with just waterfowl and what you should do. And you want to keep them dry. Because some people put them on ice or whatever, and you do want to keep them away from getting wet.
With birds, it's not that big of a deal because they live in the water, and you're not dealing with heat again. Mm-hmm. With heat and water, then yes, you'd need to worry about that. But with it being as cold as it is, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Basically, do not, you're going to have to sacrifice your meat on a bird and bring it to me whole. And so basically, don't do anything. Just bring it to me. If you're going to keep it in the freezer for any period of time, tuck the head underneath of the wing and put in a garbage bag or a bag that's going to keep the freezer burn from affecting the feet or the wings of the bird and the head of the bird. Because on a lot of your waterfowl, we remove the actual head, and that's a cast head is what we do with our birds. Your upland game birds, you tend to keep the actual head. Mm-hmm. Because you get shrinkage in the bill of a bird, but on the beak, it's hard. Like your pheasants and your turkeys, those are hard. Your bills are soft and they shrink and, they tend to deteriorate a little bit.
Well, turkey's pretty tough when you want to do a full body mount.
Turkeys are very tricky. They're a big bird to deal with. Basically, the same as with your Canadian geese. They're pretty big, too. And so that's why it jumps up from 225 for waterfowl versus 565 for a turkey, or 350, 375 on a Canada goose, or your smaller geese are going to be a little bit cheaper.
Right. Yeah. Well, let me ask you, your place was a little hard for me to find. Give us a little bit about directions as to how to find it the easiest.
The easiest way, it's off of 285, which is Hamden, and it's between Sheridan and Federal. There's a frontage road that runs between Sheridan and Federal. As long as you hit that frontage road, you're going to be close to my shop. And I'm available. Just give me a call if you can't find it, have trouble. So you're saying we need to do glasses instead of hearing with you, Red?
I need it all. I need crutches. I need hearing aids. I need everything.
It's in an industrial complex. And the visibility is not quite there. Like if you're driving by, it's not going to stick out at you. But,
Well, the entryway was fairly small, but then it opens up and you've got a real nice shop in there. And I could tell, Brad, that you're a real craftsman. Tell me about how long did it take you to, once you got kind of interested in doing it, to work up to the fact that that now you're a real craftsman and you do the super quality work?
I kind of fell into it. I shot a real nice buck and a nice elk when I first moved to Colorado. And I just had a knack for it. I started working for a taxidermist. He said he needed some help, and at the time I wasn't able to do any really physical labor because of an accident that I was in. So I kind of just fell into it, and I just had a knack for it, and it just went from there. It's just kind of something that was meant to be.
Let's go to the phones real quick. And again, our guest is Brad Haddock. So if you have any questions for Brad, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Let's go to the phones here. Looks like I've got Jamie Jett on the phone.
All right.
How you doing, sir?
Hello. How are you?
We are doing great. We were out this morning. I don't know if you can't see exactly how long you were on hold there, but we were out at Kiowa Creek this morning doing some pheasant hunting, and you were there just a few weeks ago.
Yes, sir. Went out there with Cliff Miser, had a great time. It was a good hunt, and we got to use the dogs, and I shot a Benelli shotgun for the first time and fell in love with it and came home and bought me a Benelli.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
one time is enough.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what Red and I shoot, Benelli Super Sport, and also the Super Black Eagle and the Benellis.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, that's what I think. I got to use Red's that day we hunted. So it
and
was
it hit
blast.
Something?
Huh?
You were able to hit something with Red's shotgun?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the best shoot I've ever done.
I'm telling you.
Normally when we loan my shotgun, I've shot all the everything that gets up with mine, and so sometimes all the good shots are taken out of the gun. So that's why Scott was surprised that you might have been able to hit something with mine.
Well, that was your first time out at Kiowa Creek, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
why don't you take just a second and tell us a little bit about the experience and what you felt like? I mean, I know you've done a lot of upland bird hunting. Tell us your thoughts on Kiowa Creek.
Well, I thought it was a great place. They were very, very kind to us, and the guide, I think his name was John, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, John Augustine.
Yeah, had his dogs, and they did a great job. It was a good experience. I'd recommend it for anybody that, you know, likes to go out there and maybe not have the opportunity to go out and do the wild bird hunt. Even though they're released birds, you still have to hit them when they fly. So,
right.
I mean, I had a great experience. It was a lot of fun, and I think we killed 24 birds that day, and so that Benelli was the best part of the day, I think.
Well, it's a tremendous time to go out there, and the thing that I enjoy so much about out there, as it's in going any other place, is the fact that every now and then you make a really good shot. And that's just exciting. I mean, I'm always talking on the air about the thrill is the kill, and I do love to kill the birds and stuff. But, you know, when they get up and way off and they're crossing in front of you or something, you make an exceptionally good shot. It just makes you feel great about being out there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And the habitat out there, you know, with the maize fields and the grass, I got a fever, you know, for it now. That's the problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, there's no antidote for that fever except to go again.
That's right.
I know. There's a couple of places here in Oklahoma. Oklahoma actually has some pretty good pheasant hunting up in the Panhandle around Guymon and Texas County and all of that out there. But I found a place just north of Oklahoma City that's like Kiowa Creek, and I went up there last Saturday and kind of scoped it out, and we're planning on trying to do a trip in December. So, I wanted to call and let you know I have thoroughly enjoyed my experience there.
Well, we sure appreciate it, and hopefully you can come back and hunt with us again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Scott, you and I were talking about that this week, just the way that Kiowa Creek has done a nice job of keeping up the cover up there.
Right.
A lot of times when you go to some of these places that have the preserve sort of setting, they do get beaten down. But it sounds like this year in particular, the cover is fantastic.
Oh, dude, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it really, really is.
It's really thick. And there's a few places where it was difficult, you know, getting through, walking through it. But if you're willing to put out the effort, we jumped up a bunch of birds out of that really thick, heavy cover and had some good shooting.
That's awesome.
Tell you what, we're late for a break. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jill Wayne, audiologist with Marion Down Center. Is gunfire affecting your hearing? I promise you it is. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the Zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the Zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we have just made a special purchase of pre-owned 2014 General Motors cars, trucks, and SUVs, selling them for about half the original price new, and they don't have hail. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wilder. I got Red Maryland Studio, Kevin Flesh, Brad Haddix with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. We're going to be getting to Dr. Jill Wayne momentarily here. Let's go to the phones first of all. We've got Terry on the line. Terry, how are you?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir? Yes, sir. I can hear you.
I'm good. Where is Brad? Do you have a phone number for Brad?
I sure do. Matter of fact, I had that down to give out next. It's 303-944-5003.
And I'm buying a cow for beef.
Okay.
What would it cost me to have that hide process?
To have the hide tan, you're looking at $18 a square feet. So it just depends on how big the cow is.
$18
per square feet.
$1,800 square foot.
No, $18 okay. A square foot.
$18.
Right. Got it.
Okay.
Another thing, the host of this show got a big bull. In Walden, on a Walden ranch. Where was that ranch?
That is with our friend at QRS Outdoor Specialties, Quentin Smith. And the ranch is called Rocky Mountain Ranch, but you can only hunt it through QRS Outdoor Specialties. And, okay. And, you know, it's a fully guided hunt. And, they do everything all for you, and I can give you a number if you'd like.
Yes, I would.
970-757-1662, and their website is qrsoutdoors.com.
QRS.com.
No, qrsoutdoors.com.
Oh, okay. Outdoors.com.
Right.
And they have an excellent lodge there, great food, a fully guided hunt. Once you shoot your animal, they do everything for you. It's a great place to hunt, beautiful area. You'll really thoroughly enjoy it.
You do have to get out of the truck to hunt, though, right, Fred?
Yeah, me and Scott walked our legs off. We didn't get one this year, but we walked about 10 miles every day.
Does that answer your question, Terry?
Is that in Rand?
Yes, it actually is. Yeah, right out of Walden.
Oh, okay, in Rand, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
You know what I would recommend for you guys? I know this is a fairly new program, but if you could talk about stuff that's affordable. Not all of us can hunt on ranches and everything, and I'd really appreciate it if you could come down to the average hunter,
okay,
and his, his affordability.
Right, right. Well, listen, in here in a few minutes, and we've got a good waterfowl guy that's going to be on, and then we do have some folks we can give you, and Matt can give you my cell number off air, and you can call me after the show if you want, or I can call you, give him your number, and I'll hook you up with some people that are very affordable.
I'd appreciate that.
All right, Terry, have a good day.
You too.
All righty. All right, let's go to Dr. Jill Wayne, audiologist with Marion Downs Center. Dr. Wayne, that sounds very good. How are you?
You can call me Jill.
Okay, you can call me Jill. All right, good. All right, Jill. First of all, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And it is a pleasure to have you in studio. And, you know, sometimes I like for people to understand, you know, who we have in and really the expertise that you bring. So tell us a little bit about your background and what got you into doing what you do.
Well, I've been an audiologist for almost 40 years, and I got into it partly. I had my first ear anatomy class when I was in undergraduate school and was fascinated by how the ear works, how it doesn't work when it gets damaged. And then in my current position, where I have been for almost 36 years, I started out doing and working with occupational hearing conservation. So I was really involved with protecting hearing of employees who are noise exposed or people who are noise exposed for other reasons like hunting. I will make a little plug for Kiowa Creek.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
It's Kiowa Creek.
I've been there for a clay shoot and way fun. Never done anything like that before. And the one thing I was very careful, and they are very adamant about wearing your hearing and your eye protection out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Relating to, we were talking off air before you came on, just about sort of the damage that can be done to your hearing and how early it can happen and how you may not realize it until later in life. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, the damage that happens when the ear is noise exposed is pretty significant. And it can happen instantaneously. In other words, if you take a shotgun blast, fireworks, jet engine blast, things like that, and actually most shotguns are louder than firecrackers or jet engines. So it can take a single exposure for some people to have instantaneous damage. I tell people it's a little bit like skin cancer. I will often in our work when we do an intake of take a case history and ask people about noise exposure, and they will say, oh yeah, I used to hunt back when I was a teenager, and I didn't wear any earplugs or anything, but that was a long time ago. Well, that damage that happens a long time ago eventually creeps up to bite you.
Yeah.
So it's important, even if you've had ear damage at a younger age, to continue to wear
Absolutely.
Protection later.
Because it'll just continue to get worse. And the problem with sensorineural hearing loss, which is what happens when the ear gets damaged, the inner ear gets damaged, the problem is you can't really fix it. And you can, hearing aids are certainly a tool, but they do not work like glasses. So people who cavalierly think, well, if I damage my hearing, I'll just go get a pair of hearing aids. Not so much. I mean, hearing aids, they can be definitely helpful. And certainly if ringing in the ears is a problem, which is a lot of times what happens when people have been exposed to shotgun noise or even other loud noises, and this tinnitus or ringing in the ears that comes about can be very disabling and sometimes even more debilitating than the hearing loss. So often hearing aids can assist those kinds of things, but I've seen many, many, many people who've done a lot of gun shooting, particularly those in the armed services, where you've had extensive damage for a long period of time, and the ear is so damaged that hearing aids provide very little benefit.
Relating to then in the field, what are the types of mechanisms that you suggest in protecting the ears when you're out, you know, at Kiowa Creek for a half a day and out in the field? What are the things that are...
Well, I think that one of the main complaints that I get, and from doing occupational hearing conservation for a long time where you're counseling people about how they can better protect their hearing, one of the things that hunters will often say is, yes, but I'm out, I'm looking for the bird or the buck or the whatever, and I need to hear that noise. I need to hear the rustling in the leaves. There are some great products out there, and they're from on the low end, you can probably get something at about $30 or $40 on the way up to digital kinds of things that are, you know, $500, $600. But there are a lot of products where, like an earmuff, where it actually has an amplifier in it. So when you're out walking around in the leaves and the bush and so forth, you can still hear. And then when you go to take that shot, it will click on. The muff will click on in protective mode. And there are earplugs that are available that way, too. So, the best hearing protector is the one you'll wear. The thing that's really important to mention that even a small reduction in sound, the way sound pressure works is sound pressure is logarithmic. So when we say 8 inches is twice what 4 inches is, sound doesn't work that way. So when you look at the difference between, say, 100 decibels and 120 decibels, 120 decibels is 100 times more intense than 100 decibel sound. So if you can even reduce something by 5 or 10 decibels, you're really doing a significant help to your ear.
So these protections that go in your ear that would dampen, come on and dampen sound. What's the price range for those kind of things?
I just saw one the other day. They were around $30. And granted, they're kind of a one-size-fits-all. There's some different tips that go on there, but there are definitely ones that are lower in price. I tried on a pair of muffs that I thought, wow, this is really great. Because one of the things when I was out at Kiowa Creek that I noticed is that you're walking around with your friends and you're doing this fun thing, and you want to be able to communicate with each other.
Right.
Well, as you're walking between the stations, sometimes it's really hard. I mean, you've got this earmuff on that's really, you know, closed off. And I thought, boy, if I was going to do this on a consistent basis, I would invest in something like that.
Our guest is Dr. Jill Wayne with the Marion Downs Center. Again, she is an audiologist. Let me give you their phone number. It's 303-322-1871. You can check out their website at mariondowns.com. And, you know, I think that is true, that a lot of guys, they feel like they're not going to be as effective out in the woods hunting if they can't hear, you know.
Correct, that's true.
And so I think that technology has come a very, very long way. And, you know, I know a lot of people, and I've done it before, but I lose sunglasses too much. But I'm just kind of looking at cost comparison. I know people spend $200 or $300 on a pair of sunglasses.
That's true.
And they think, for my ears, you want me to spend this? And when you think about your hearing and how that's going to be affected for the rest of your life, why aren't they worth an investment? You know,
I think for a long time, for many, many years, it was looked at as, what do you mean? You can't take it, you know? Well, no, your ears, your inner ear was not designed to take that kind of abuse. The little hair cells in the inner ear are very delicate. And it doesn't, as I say, you can have one exposure. I mean, if you just Google on the internet, hearing loss due to hunting, or you'll find a plethora of comments from people who say, all I did was shoot this gun twice, or I didn't know the guy was going to shoot, and I didn't have my hearing protector on, and my ears are still ringing. I still have a permanent hearing loss. So even one exposure puts you at risk.
Let's talk about the services that Marion Downs offers.
Yes. We provide all kinds of, we are a center of excellence in the Denver community, and actually the Marion Downs Center has been around in some form since 1918. We have a lot of community programs, but our main program at the Hale Parkway facility is our audiology program, and we provide all kinds of diagnostic tests. We dispense hearing aids. We have a large selection of hearing protection, earmuffs, plugs, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, or can order you something if you need it. We do consults. If you're worried that you have a hearing loss, I think people are almost more willing to get on a scale and see how much they weigh than when to find out if they have hearing loss.
No,
it's kind
true.
Of an interesting phenomenon. But we would, you know, sit down with you, do a basic hearing test, and then talk to you about ways that you can protect your hearing. Whatever you're going to do. I mean, recreationally, I know that my husband does dirt biking, and he wears his earplugs when he does his dirt biking, and he said it's made the experience much more pleasurable.
Yeah, there's so many things in life that we do that you have loud noises, and that difference between 100 decibels and 150 decibels is significant.
Yes, very significant.
You know, in your practice, have you come to a conclusion of whether or not a particular type of hearing coverage or protection is better than others between a earplug?
Not really. I mean, the saying is the best hearing protector is the one you'll wear and wear correctly. Earmuffs can be a problem, particularly if you're wearing other things where the seal gets broken. Maybe they're not comfortable, and certainly on a hot day, may not be very comfortable. Earplugs need to be worn appropriately. They need to be fit appropriately. There are custom molded hearing protectors that you can get if people say, well, gee, I can't really find anything that's comfortable for me. So I think the best hearing protector is the one you wear. When you go to a shooting range, we really recommend that you wear a double. You wear an earplug and a muff.
Oh.
And that's really about the most protection you can get, is about 50 decibels of attenuation, because your body conducts sound. Your inner ear is a bone, and we're filled with bones, and so beyond that, they'd have to put you in an enclosed suit or something to further attenuate the sound.
And, you know, it's very important, too, to realize not only if you're the shooter, but if you're standing around, I'm watching Red shooter, Kevin
exactly.
shooter.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
children.
Exactly.
To have, you know, them wear
yes.
something around is very,
yes.
very important.
Absolutely.
All right. This is Dr. Jill Wayne, again, with the Marion Downs Center. They're located at 4280 Hale Parkway. Their website is mariondowns.com. Their number is 303-322-1871. Here's a special offer, a free hearing screening and consultation. All you have to do is call 303-322-1871. Mention you heard her on Sportsman of Colorado, and they will take care of that. So we're going to look forward to, and she's going to be here for the rest of the show. So if you have any questions about hearing, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. And we'll look forward to getting you back on again and discuss this a little bit further. Because it's something, I mean, my dad, he actually is in Dallas, and he listens to the show. So he's listening right now. But I'm telling you, when I was a little kid, he would lean in front of me when I was 6, 7 years old. I would put a gun barrel over his shoulder so to be steady and fire a weapon right by him. And he's wearing hearing aids today. but I mean, you know, we just didn't grow.
Right.
You know,
it's just like so many other things.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
You know?
Getting educated on it.
Yeah. It's no different than, like, we were talking again off air, the sun. You know, sun cancer and or the skin cancer
sure,
relating
sure.
to exposure right. to sun, and it's really the same thing, except it is more. There's a stigma for some reason. Oh, I don't need to have my hearing checked, and you really do. I mean, and once you get it checked, you realize we've all got damage, and
absolutely.
So we've got to protect from more damage in the future.
Give them a call 303-322-1871. 303-322-1871. All you got to do is ask for your free hearing screening and consultation. Again, check out their website, mariondowns.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got one of our sponsors on with the Reloading Zone, Mary Jo. Mary Jo, how are you?
Okay, Scott, how are you?
We are doing good. What's going on today at the Reloading Zone?
We're busy, even with the bad weather. I just wanted everybody to know that we're going to have some extended hours for Black Friday. We're going to have a big sale. We're going to be open 9 to 9. We're going to have some great deals on ammo and firearms, so we want everybody to come by. We're going to have some baked goods and munchies here, so I want everybody to stop in on that day.
Good, and your number is 303-431-GUNS.
You got it.
I love that. And once you give your address, I don't have your file in front of me here.
It's 11407 West I-70 Frontage Road North, Unit E in Wheat Ridge.
All right. So give them a call, 303-431-GUNS, and Mary can go in a little bit more detail with you what all is going to be going on. But that will be Black Friday from 9 to 9. And this is a great store, by the way. You know, and we say the Reloading Zone, which is your one-stop shop for reloading. But I'm telling you, they have a ton of firearms, great ammunition, a lot of accessories around, and just great people. So this is a great store, and they have been tremendous sponsors for us, which we appreciate. And we will try to get out there and see what all you got going on and see if there's something we can't live without.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, Mary Jo, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Matt, I think we're going to blow through this break here so I can get Jim on because he's out in the field here. Let's go to Jim Arnold. He's with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters, Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club. Jim, how are you?
Scott, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing good, man. So, yeah, I talked to you this morning a little bit, and all your guys are out guiding some duck hunts and all. And so how's everything been going here?
You know, this big cold snap that came through the last 4 or 5 days has really moved birds in here. I've had several groups out this morning shooting full limits of ducks by before 8 o'clock. The mallards are in, pintails, tons of redheads, canvasbacks, all kinds of good ducks in town. Goose season opens this Saturday, so we're busy digging goose pits like crazy. Got 30 more goose pits to put in by shooting time on Saturday morning, next Saturday. But, you know, we got more ducks now than I've seen in a long time in the state. And if anyone wants to go duck hunting, I'll tell you what, the next 2 weeks is the time to go.
I tell you what, Red wants a Lazy Boy recliner.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little heater.
A little heater.
No, a big heater.
A big heater.
A big heater.
And it'll be good. I'm telling you, if you want to go duck hunting, we're going to go Wednesday morning with Jim, and we have hunted with him before, had a tremendous time, got a great amount of ducks. Give him a call, 720-917-9662. You can check out their website, waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com or waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com.
Hey, Jim, we were talking with a caller earlier today about affordable hunts. Talk about the experience that you give people when they come to you, and what's the pricing like for a guy that wants to come out for an early morning hunt this next couple of weeks and shoot a ton of ducks.
Sure, you know, it's really catered to the individual blue collar guy who wants to get out and not spend a bunch of money. I mean, it's $200 a man a day, and you come out, you meet my guides in the morning, they meet you about 5 o'clock, get you all set up. They sign a little paperwork. They take you out. They put the decoys out for you. They get you comfortable in a blind, and you head out for the morning or until you get your limit. And they take care of the dog, the heater, everything that you need. All you got to do is show up with a gun and shell. So it's very, very affordable.
Well, you know, it was a unique experience with us. And one of the things I really enjoy about any hunt is the dogs. And you have a fantastic dog that you told us you spent a ton of money on and getting it trained and everything. And watching that dog work and retrieving the birds that we shot was just a unique experience.
Yeah, you know, that's a huge part of it. All my guides have really phenomenal dogs that they work with. They work with them every week, all the time, all the way through the summer. And this time of year is when they really shine. And my dog Bullet, he's sitting here in the truck with me right now, is we're heading to dig another goose pit, and he's seeing all these geese flying around our fields and these ducks landing out of our duck blinds, and he's just dying to go tomorrow morning.
And, you know, one of the great things for a guy who's working and has to be at work maybe at 9 o'clock, the time Scott and I went with you, we had our limit by 8 o'clock, and we're back in the truck and heading home.
Yep.
And, that's right.
So it's a great time.
You know, we can cater to guys, and they can come out and hunt in the morning and be at the office by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and it was an absolute unique experience.
The other thing that's really good about Jim and his guides is, you know, they're doing it just about every day, so they know how the birds are, what they're doing, and where they're going, and you get that expertise. The difficulty if you're just going out there on your own is, you know, where do you set up, where do you go, how are the birds, you know, reacting to stuff, and they have that sort of dialed in. And that's what's the fun part about talking to Jim on a regular basis is you get to give us all these hidden gems of information to some degree.
Well, Jim, we look forward to it, man, and we will see you bright and early or dark and early on Wednesday morning. And so we'll look forward to it. That's Jim Arnold with Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club and Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. You want to go on a great duck hunt, this is it. I have guys come to us all the time, say, where can we go? We don't have a place to go. Call 720-917-9662. Again, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Got my partner Red Merrill in studio. Kevin Flesh is in studio, and Kevin's all with us every other Friday as well on Haystack Help Radio from 4 to 5 right here on 560 KLZ. And Kevin's an attorney in town, handles several things under that legal umbrella, criminal law, personal injury. And one thing with concealed carry, we've had a couple of questions about that, which we have time. I want to ask you a couple of questions on that, Kevin, a little bit. Like, you know, after you pull the trigger, what? If you get into a shoot,
right.
and you do some classes on that around a little bit, too. So I want to try to fit that in a little bit. For Jill, we had a text come in here, and the question was, are some people able to resist noise better than others?
Yes, that is true. There's actually three factors that affect how your ear is damaged by noise. The main one probably is how loud the sound is. It's also the duration of the sound, because this has to do with the length of exposure, and also individual susceptibility. There are some people who seem to be able to resist their ears don't become as damaged as others. And they've done some interesting studies with the military and trying to figure out what makes that happen. And even, is there some kind of a drug, vitamin, something that they could take, particularly people going into combat? Mm-hmm. So yes, definitely there are some people more susceptible. And I think it kind of gets back to, we're all a product of our genes to a certain extent.
Right.
So you have, say, a large history of heart disease in your family. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily you're going to have a heart attack, but you are more susceptible. Hearing loss. If hearing loss runs in your family, you're genetically more predisposed. You may actually be more sensitive and be more at risk.
All right. Good deal. This is Dr. Jill Wayne. Again, she's an audiologist at Marion Downs Center. give them a call. They are offering a free hearing screening and consultation. Their number is 303-322-1871. You can check out their website, mariandowns.com. We're also going to be uploading a page for them. And I was just running so behind right after the show. So go to our Facebook page on Sportsman of Colorado, and there's going to be some nice information from them at the Marion Downs Center. Tell you what, we are up against our last break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. If you have any comments, you've been out in the field, we'd still love to hear from you. 303-477-5600.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we have just made a special purchase of pre-owned 2014 General Motors cars, trucks, and SUVs, selling them for about half the original price new, and they don't have hail. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesch with Flesch Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesch, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037, or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dennis Miller Show, 10 p.m. weeknights on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, Red Maryland Studio, Kevin Flesch. We have Dr. Jill Wayne with the Marion Downs Center. Brad Haddocks with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy still in the studio with us as well. But let's go to the phones. We've got Patty Paddock with the Outdoorsman Attic. Patty, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Scott, are you all staying warm over the studio?
We are. We were actually out doing a little pheasant hunting this morning, so we did get cold this morning, but we're warm now.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So what's going on at the Outdoorsman Attic today?
Well, it was a little slow this morning, but people are coming in. They're finally deciding it's not going to get any warmer.
That's
so they're
for sure.
They're coming into the store.
All righty.
A lot of people drinking a lot of coffee here, because we always have free coffee.
Absolutely.
Know?
And, you know, I try to describe the best I can each week a little bit about your store, but let's hear it from you. Describe your store for our listeners.
Our store is all about camping, hunting, fishing, and firearms. If it has to do with that outdoor sport, you know, those traditional outdoor things, we've got it. It's a consignment store, so if people no longer have a use for something, like, their son has outgrown a BB gun, and now it's their time for their first 22, they come in and they get it, and they might end up consigning their BB gun. Or if someone has shrunk their favorite hunting jacket, and they might need a new one. Then they go ahead and they decide, okay, we want to make some money. So they bring in the hunting jacket, and they make money for their new one. So it's all about downsizing or upgrading.
Right. And as Patty mentioned, they cover everything from camping, fishing, hunting, anything to do with the outdoors. I mean, they have boots there. They have, you know, clothing, everything. So, ladies, if you want to go through your guy's closet,
that's right.
Unload all his camo stuff and take it to Patty. Yeah,
stay away from my closet, honey.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I heard one guy say, the biggest fear of my life is that one day my wife will sell all my guns for what I told her I paid for them. Yeah. So, now talk about some firearms. What do you guys got in there right now?
Oh, firearms. Let's see. Well, we have all the handguns that we have. Well, the semi-automatic and the revolver, too, are all brand new. We do have an exclusive 10/22 that has like a digital camo, and that's an exclusive from one of our suppliers, which is Davidson.
Okay.
And they come with a lifetime guarantee. In fact, you can go on Gun Genie and order the gun yourself and then just have it delivered to our store and finish paying for it right here at our store.
Wow.
So that's all, yeah, so that's really nice. If you want a brand new gun and you just want to scroll through Gun Genie, and you just press on a button and say, yeah, I want it delivered to the outdoorsman's attic.
Okay.
And, yeah, so that's neat.
And that is one thing that you guys can do. You can order a lot of things. So if people will just come in the store and tell you what they want, you guys have a great buying power, and you can look around and find some deals for people.
That's correct. Now, we have some duck decoys, and we have a couple goose flags, and, you know, because it's going to be goose season.
Right.
Elk season is over tomorrow, I believe, for most people, except for private property.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have, we sell the ice fishing and park passes and licenses and, yeah, just come on in. If anybody wants to come in this afternoon and see us before we're closed and they mention the show, we'll give them 25% off on anything in the store, excluding the ammo and firearms.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to take a road trip.
Yeah.
I would like to go. We're going to break, and I'll be right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So 25% off, and this is a great. And these, I'm telling you, if you haven't been in there, you got to get in there and see the low prices they already have and the very fair values.
Yeah.
I mean, they have some tremendous items in there, and this is a store literally you need to go to every day, every other day, to find out everything, because you never know what's going to be in there. They're located at 3435 South Broadway in Inglewood. Their number's 303-781-3626. All you have to do is mention Sportsman of Colorado. Are you open till 4?
We're open till 4 or until the last customer leaves.
Okay. Could
now,
we maybe, stretch that discount to like Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, we'll stretch it till Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday. All right.
But you know what? There is going to be a lot of sales going on during that small business Saturday,
right,
which is 2 weeks from today. So we're going to tag different items in the store, and people can get fantastic discounts.
All right.
So please come see us,
especially on
Small Business Saturday in 2 weeks.
All right. And, you know, Patty, one thing I love about your store, I have a grandson who's just about to turn 6 years old, and I'm taking him on a hog hunt before too long. And, you know, I hate to take him down to one of the big stores and buy him brand new clothes, because in another month he's going to outgrow them. And a store like yours is a great place to come by with your kids and find, you know, clothing that's already someone has already used. And it's a great place if you've got kids and they've outgrown their clothes to bring those hunting clothes in, because somebody else needs them.
Oh, most definitely. We do have some children's camo and outdoor things. We don't have enough, because there are lots of guys are bringing in their kids and doesn't quite fit, and so we're starting to get a little bit more turnover as far as that goes, as far as the children.
Right.
But and we always have, you know, if they've been here for a little while, you can always ask if we can lower the price.
Sure.
You know, we are, you know, very easygoing. about that. Nothing is etched in stone.
Absolutely. So, all right, Patty. Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll look forward to our next visit, and I'm sure I'll see you this week at some point. And thank you guys for being a great sponsor for us.
Okay, and everybody stay warm out there.
All right. That's Patty Paddock, Outdoorsman Attic, located at 3435 South Broadway in Englewood. Their number is 303-781-3626. Stop by from now until Tuesday. Mention the show, 25% off. That is a great deal and great savings. So, Brad, let's wrap up with you, and then we're going to talk to Jill one more second. But A-Lasting Memory Taxidermy, and they're located at 3213 West Hamden, 303-944-5003. Now, let's say somebody maybe shot a nice buck, or I'll start to say an elk, but they need a big freezer for this. What if they kept that head and put it in a freezer or something? Is that something you can bring later?
Yes, you can bring that in later. You freeze anything, you're preserving it. You're not going to hurt it at all. The only thing that you want to do is if it's going to be in there for a period of time, you want to put it in a trash bag or something to keep the freezer burn from freezing it. And the other thing on freezers is I want to add that you don't have to put your freezer at the coldest setting. You just put it at the warmest setting because it's built to freeze at the warmest setting, because if you need to do a flash freeze, yes, turn it all the way up. But like with my game meat, my meat that I keep at the house, it's the only thing I have is game meat. Mm-hmm. Those freezers set at the highest setting, not the coldest. So the warmest setting, I guess, would be.
Will you keep it on like 10 degrees or 6 degrees? I mean, what?
No, 32. It's freezing.
You keep it on 32.
Yeah, because you do that hard, cold freeze, that's going to be faster freezer burn on your meat, on your animals, your birds, especially birds.
Right.
Anything. As long as it's frozen, you can preserve it. It doesn't matter if it's, at 10 degrees below zero or at 32, it's still frozen. It's not going to save it longer for, one versus the other.
Frozen's frozen.
That's it.
Now, my ice cream, I like hard ice cream. I like to turn the freezer way down, so you have to have a chisel to get your
ice cream. To get it out, right, exactly.
What Patty was just talking about, the camo shrinking.
Yeah.
That's what shrinks red camo. Bluebell Millennium Crunch.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
We'll go back to Jill Wayne here real quick before we get out of here. What is your big mess? I mean, from today's show, what do you really want people to understand?
I think the main message is that there are ways to have fun, to do the things you enjoy. And I think the most important thing, if you're going to do that and enjoy things that are loud, is to protect your hearing, because it's so easy. It's not hard. It's not real expensive. And it's preserving something that if you lose it, you don't get it back.
Right. And it doesn't make you a tough guy to be able to walk around the range and listen to all the guns and not wear hearing protection. It makes you a deaf, tough guy.
Yeah, smart, you want to be a smart person that preserves the hearing that you have, particularly as you get older.
Hearing is something that really, and all of us are going to be around a lot of family members over the next few months. And when you've got that person in the room that can never understand or constantly has to repeat, a lot of times you see those people go into other rooms. They don't want to be around conversation because it's not fun for them, because they can't hear as well. And, they're always have to ask people to repeat things. And so this is a step that they're kind enough to offer on our show today. All you have to do is call 303-322-1871. They're going to give you a free hearing screening.
Is that free?
Consultation.
Was that free?
Free.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So free hearing screening and consultation. Their website is mariandowns.com. Again, they're located at 4280 Hale Parkway. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you being here. Brad, thank you.
Thank you, Scott and Red. Appreciate it.
We want to thank Jim Arnold with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. Again, you want to get out for a duck hunt? Give Jim a call, 720-917-9662. Get by the Outdoorsman Attic, 25% off. All you got to do is mention the show, but only till Tuesday, 3435 South Broadway in Englewood. For my partner, Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh, my name is Scott Watley. Have a great weekend.
Opinion opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.